Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The American Red Cross played a significant role providing services to military men and their families during World War I. A telegram received in Medford, Oregon, alerted Red Cross volunteers that men were needed as field representatives overseas and field directors and assistants in the United States. And women were needed as hospital hut and canteen workers overseas. The telegram said the Red Cross would continue collecting fruit pits and nutshells for making charcoal filters for face masks worn by soldiers in chemical warfare. The newly assigned regional Red Cross leader, Mrs. Fred Mears, said a limited number of black armbands, known as brassards, had been received and were available for relatives who had lost family members in the war. The 3-inch-wide brassards were worn on the left arm. Each had an embroidered military star, or more, depending on the number of family deaths. The Red Cross gave free ones to the soldiers' parents and provided them at cost to other family members. All the activity expanded the local Red Cross suite of rooms to as large as others in cities of 30,000 inhabitants or more. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.